Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Sif Hyder, the founder of Array. I'm a wellness entrepreneur and digital creator, and this is my show, the Dream Bigger Podcast. Listen, I love dreaming big, but you know what I love more? Actually having the resources to make those big dreams happen. And hey, dreams can sometimes be private jets, but other times they can look a little something like having the best skin of your damn life, or starting a successful business, or delving into spirituality. So on this podcast, I chat with experts and thought leaders from different fields about their tips and tricks on doing exactly that. So let's get right into it.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Dream Bigger Podcast. Now, you guys know that I love to have other people in the wellness space on the podcast, and so I'm really excited to bring you this chat with Lisa Audenweller. She is the founder and CEO of Chroma Wellness, which is, I think, what a cleanse company really should be. It's very nutrient dense. It is satisfying. It's not this like weird juice cleanse thing that, you know, was so big in the 2000s. So I really liked chatting with Lisa because she knows her shit. She is very knowledgeable about cleanses and how they should be. And essentially, like Chroma, why I like it is because it can feel like a little bit of a reset without ever making you feel unsatisfied or hungry or anything like that. So it's just like a little reset if you need it. This episode covers everything from Lisa's journey as a founder. She has had a lot of celebrity support. We get into all of that. So, you know, if anyone is a founder and is curious about how celebrities even get interested in your brand, this is a really good episode to listen to. We also chat about just cleanses in general, what the red flags are when it comes to a co-founder. So a lot of really good toggling between both wellness and entrepreneurial slash founder things. So it's a very juicy episode and I hope you guys love it. Before we dive in, I want to bring you guys this week's review, which comes to us from Lily Age. I think I'm saying that last name right. Lily, I'm sorry if I pronounced it wrong. And she says, "This podcast changed my life. After first listening to the Dream Bigger podcast episode with Neetsan, I became obsessed. I recently opened up my small business for vintage designer pieces called The Vintage Marché. Using all your mindset shifts, business slash creator tools, and overall life strategies from your interviews with the likes of Pia, Devin, Melissa, Lindsay, Carter, the list goes on. I've seen such immense growth in my business in such a short period of time and truly cannot wait to see what the future has in store for me and my dreams. I look forward to my daily walks listening to your podcast and recommend it for anyone looking to gain motivation, hear inspiring entrepreneurial stories, and just have a good time. This is such a thoughtful review. Thank you so much, Lily. It means really so, so much to me to read something like this. And guys, if you have a couple of minutes and want to show support, please take the time to leave a rating and review. It literally takes 5 seconds. All you have to do is scroll down to the bottom of the Apple Podcast app where it says rate and review the show. If you feel like I deserve it, please leave me a 5-star rating. And in the review section, let me know anything you want me to know. It can be guest recommendations, guests you've really liked, topics that you've enjoyed. Any feedback that you can give me is so beneficial for me as a host and allows me to keep showing up as the best host that I can be and continue to improve. Anyway, with that, let's welcome Lisa to the Dream Bigger podcast.
So you have been in this industry for a long, long time because prior to Chroma, you had Beaming.
Yep.
And so I feel like, you know, you know your shit.
I have been around the block.
So yeah. I want to start off this conversation by talking to you about cleansing because, you know, we've all come across like a juice fast or some other ridiculous like cleanse, which kind of it just incapacitates you because you're just so exhausted because you're starving, basically. So what are your thoughts on these types of cleanses?
So how I got into this business, I mean, one of the things was really frustrated with cleansing in general. I couldn't understand, like, what's the point? Why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. Is it just to lose weight? Or what if it was actually really about wellness? And so as I looked at, and now having been in the industry for 14 plus years, it started with my own personal experience around my health, but it also then was like looking at this juice fasting, the water fasting, and there's a lot of other different programs 14 years ago that people were doing. And I just couldn't understand. It's like, if it's really about lifestyle choices mm-hmm. and changing habits and behavior, or is it just about fitting in your skinny jeans for the weekend? Mm-hmm. And I wanted to approach it from a lifestyle standpoint. And so what I find and where I get frustrated, and thank God the juice cleansing days are over, but we were drinking 220 grams of sugar a day.
Thank you. Just the amount. And that
a day.
Oh, I know. Lisa, it's insane because yeah. you're on a roller coaster, okay? You have the sugar and then you crash and then off you go again and it's not conducive. I remember I did one juice cleanse for like, I think it was one day and I have never been in my life more miserable. It was supposed to be 3 days. Day one, I was like, this is it. I'm having dinner.
If we had glucose monitors like we have now, right, with levels and NutriSense and all these options and January II and stuff that becomes more mainstream, if we had them then, we would never have done juice cleansing because our glucose levels would have been through the roof.
Totally.
Now, I didn't know that conversation at the time. I just intuitively knew this isn't right. And there's no way. And I would sit and put an Excel spreadsheet together. And I'm like, it's sugar. It's still, even though it's fruit, it's still sugar. Well, and then there's no fat. There's no fiber. There's no protein. And then the bigger thing and the question I always had is, and what are we learning and what are we changing? Because if you lost a few pounds in 3 days, if you didn't change anything and you went right back where you were, then nothing changed. And now you're really messing up your metabolism and you're screwing up your body in general. And that's what we did for years. And so when I started Beaming, it was really with this intention of how do I make healthy taste amazing and reach people and really change their lifestyle? But using a cleanse to do it was, how do I create a program that truly changes lifestyle? And I wanted to have food. I wanted you to eat. I wanted you to have soup and smoothies and salads and snacks and elixirs and one juice, not six. And it was all very low glycemic. We didn't use apples and pears and all the crazy stuff. We really had like a quarter of an apple maybe mm-hmm. because I wanted to keep your body balanced. And what would happen with Beaming and now with Chroma was you would do the program. Great. You lost some weight. Amazing. But you really felt good in your body. And you loved the product so much that you wanted to continue to incorporate them. And for me, it's about empowering you with your health. So how do I help you understand how much control you have over your health by what you put in your body? Once I feel that way and I feel in my body how good I can feel and I don't have to be tortured, then you can have real transformation. And that's where people, it's habit stacking because every little win builds on itself. Mm-hmm. So great, you had your 5 days. You felt good. You didn't starve yourself. You were able to show up fully for work, for your family, for kids. You could even exercise. That's how the Chroma Reset was designed. But now, day 6, 7, 8, 9, I know what to do. And I can keep building on that versus just going right back to pizza and beer or french fries and champagne.
This is a thing that, like, I think whatever you are doing, like, whatever healthy choices you're making, right, like, it's just that it has to be sustainable.
Exactly.
And you have to be able to fit it into your lifestyle in order for it to actually be this like sticky thing, right? Yeah. And like that's why I was really, you know, intrigued by Chroma and like just I obviously like checked it out. I'm a huge fan of the cookie butter. I'm going to do the cleanse as well, but really like it's nutrient dense things that you're consuming, you know?
So when I was starting, so again, I started Beaming with this same philosophy, right? Changing habits and behavior, giving people the tools to thrive in their everyday life. The cleanse was a catalyst to that, right? But that's not why Chroma exists. It's just understanding that we all want to feel and look better fast, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so we're doing it in a way that it's also customizable. And so when I was doing the research and really looking at what the next evolution of Beaming was going to be through Chroma, and I looked at the different programs out there, and I will not name this one specific program, but that program I tried to do, and I couldn't get through one day of it. And it's a very, very popular program. And I couldn't get through one day, one, because I felt terrible. Two, I couldn't function. Three, I was wearing a glucose monitor, and my glucose was spiking through the roof because the powdered soups and all the other things they gave you that was supposed to be so healthy was actually making me feel terrible. And spiking glucose levels is not going to help with longevity, and it's not going to help with your health. And so as I looked at it, and then I started putting an Excel spreadsheet together, and I looked at the macronutrient profile, and there was none. The balance of protein, fat, and fiber didn't exist. And then I looked at the ingredients, and they were all synthetic, and nothing was natural, and nothing was organic. And I was like, this is madness. But are we doing it because nothing else exists?
Yeah.
And are we doing it because we actually think this is good for us? And so that was part of all the kind of pieces of the puzzle that came together to say, how can I do this in a way that's really about lifestyle, that's going to set people up for long-term success, and take it one step further in that everyone's body is different. And so we can't treat you and I and a 20-year-old and an 80-year-old the same, like and a man and a woman. We have to look at you as an individual and let you decide what your body needs. And it's part of the intuitive aspect of how Chroma is designed, because you customize it to meet your needs. Yeah. We've given you the tools. We've actually given you more food than you need.
It is an absorbent amount of food. It's like crazy. Like, first of all, like for whoever hasn't seen Chroma, like that box, you open it up and it's this gorgeous color wheel. And it's like, it's just the branding on it is genius. And there's so much food for every day. I'm like, how can I eat all this, really?
So it's funny because sometimes people actually get mad. They're like, it's too much food. I'm like, well,
and who would have thought on a cleanse? Too much food, my God.
It's like they're angry about it. I'm like, well, you don't have to eat it all. It's actually exactly the point is we're going to give you food that, you know, if you did a hard workout, if you're a performance athlete, you know, or if you're, you know, your metabolism's really fast, or you're a man, or wherever you are, it's about creating your own personal experience, because your needs and your goals and your body are unique to you. Mm-hmm. So that's where really Chroma is specially designed. And then if you don't finish all the food, great, you have extra food for after. We have cookie butter, right?
It's so good. It is so good, this thing. I like take it in a spoon after dinner, and I feel like it cuts sugar cravings, which is really nice, because I like to have something sweet sometimes after dinner, and like I feel like it's just such a nice, like it satiates me.
It's delicious, and I have it on and off. I mean, I eat all of our food all the time anyway, and I live on it and truly enjoy it. But the cookie butter itself is just, it's like, how can you, and it's almond butter, coconut
so
oil,
good.
Plant protein, hemp seeds. So it's all superfood based.
It's like really healthy fats.
Super healthy fats. So very satiating, very protein rich, but also it's a treat. And it's really the philosophy, my own personal philosophy about just health and wellness. I have to look forward to it.
Absolutely.
I have to enjoy it.
Yes.
It's not something that I dread or I'm like, oh my God, I have to do this for 5 days. We will avoid that for as long as we can. And when we do it, we feel terrible and we feel punished. And then we want to go right back where we were. So having cookie butter, which is just fun, right? Because that's how it should be. The fact that you get to actually start your day with caffeine on our program, it's matcha, but it has collagen and turmeric and ginger and mushrooms. And it's absolutely delicious, is a very kind of contradictory approach to cleansing, because I know you drink caffeine already, or at least most of us do. If I take it away for 5 days, you're going to be miserable for 4 of them.
100%, yeah.
And then by the time you start to, you know, the headaches stop and all the withdrawal from caffeine starts, you're going right back to where you were, and you're going to go right back to the coffee or whatever it is that you drink. So I'm just going to give you a healthier version of caffeine. That's the philosophy. Even on through the holidays, we did a chocolate bar. And the idea with that, and I think that's what you have on the one that you're going to do. And it's really more just analogous to or metaphorical to that one square of chocolate that you get each day is about savoring life. It's about enjoying the pleasures of life. It's about having that square and realizing that's all I needed. And it's cacao and it's coconut sugar. So it's a healthy, super healthy chocolate bar. So it's got all the other nutrients and the antioxidants, but it's also just about that really beautiful moment where you're quiet and you just enjoy and you savor that piece of chocolate or life.
Also, I feel like if it's a really high quality chocolate and also like, you know, I've been eating the right kinds of foods, I feel like I don't need to like have 10 squares of chocolate. You know, I feel like my body is balanced and that one square with some tea is like all I need to feel really satiated and so happy. And then I go to bed.
So I love what you just said, because that's exactly the design. It's really about this intuitive moment where, am I hungry? Do I need this? What if I just had the tea and the piece of chocolate and I was really just in my body, that's all I need. I don't need the whole chocolate bar. I don't need the whole pint of ice cream.
Totally.
I don't need the whole piece of cake, you know, or the whole cookie. But one bite is probably enough. And so my philosophy personally, because I am a foodie, I love to eat out. I love to travel and experience food. It's one of my greatest pleasures. So it's really about just the mindfulness of it. And so go enjoy that. If you like wine or you like tequila, enjoy that, but do it in moderation and do it with balance so that you can go do that. And then you also know how to like really nourish yourself throughout the day or, you know, wherever you're at. And then when you go on a big vacation and you really want to enjoy, then please do.
Yeah.
And then you also know how to come back and reset.
We are deep into summer, and if you are anything like me, you are walking everywhere, okay? I'm doing my meetings while walking. I'm walking in the morning. I'm walking in the evening. I'm going for walks with my friends. It is, number one, a great way to move your body. Number two, it just makes sure that you're breaking up your day instead of like sitting at your desk all day. However, with all the walking that I'm doing, and I'm sure you guys are doing too, comfortable and cute shoes are the key, which is why I'm so excited to be partnering with Vionic Shoes. Now, I got a chance to first try out Vionic earlier on in the summer when I was traveling, and I was walking so much and I could not believe how comfortable these sandals were, okay? So the sandals that I have from them, they're the Anaya sandals. They're this really cute brown color, almost like an espresso. And let me tell you, they like, it feels like they're molded to your feet, like so comfortable, really cute, goes with all my dresses, everything. So Vionic's exclusive VioMotion technology is what sets them apart. They began by revolutionizing medical orthotics, and today they continue to use that science to engineer shoes that leave you feeling energized and confident all day long. They even offer a 30-day risk-free trial so you can wear your shoes, love them, or return them for a full refund within 30 days if you're not satisfied for any reason. So really, it is a risk-free commitment, but I promise you, you will not be returning these shoes. They're insanely comfortable. Vionic, of course, has an offer for you guys. You can use the code DREAMBIGGER at checkout for free shipping at www.vionicshoes.com. Again, that's DREAMBIGGER at checkout for free shipping at www.vionicshoes.com. Enjoy.
Hey guys, I'm Kinsey from the I Love You So Much podcast. On my show, we talk about everything, lifestyle, business, finance, beauty, you name it. My favorite part about the show is the amazing guests that we bring on. We have everyone ranging from like business experts to influencers, CEOs, creative masterminds. It's so much fun. If you guys want to find me on Instagram, and it's just at Kinsey Elizabeth. I release new episodes every Thursday, so hope to see you there.
So talk to me about the mechanics of how Chroma, like the reset even works, because it essentially resets your body. Like, what are the benefits? Tell everyone what they need to know.
Yes. So it's what I love about the program is it sort of meets you where you're at, right? So if you're coming in because, again, you went on a big holiday or you're going on a big holiday or, you know, getting married or you just feel like you're off track, then it's perfect for resetting and getting your body. So whether it's sugar cravings, whether your digestion is not cooperating, whether you feel bloated or inflamed, whether your brain is foggy, something just doesn't feel right. And you know that your habits are off. Maybe you're drinking too much. Maybe you're addicted to sugar. So it really resets that. And what's so cool about it is it happens in 5 days.
Yeah.
It actually happens in 1 or 2 days, but then you just create the consistency. Right? That really just builds on itself. And then for somebody who maybe doesn't know where to start and is just ready to like, I need to clean up. I need to lose some weight. I don't know where to start. I'm overwhelmed. And let's be honest. I mean, we're all overwhelmed. We're all running a million miles per hour. So part of what it also does is it simplifies your life. You don't have to think. It's already done for you. So everyone can use a reset probably multiple times a year. I live on it and then I reset at least quarterly. Mm-hmm. But it's how it's woven into your life so that it really is a moment of just, it's a gift to yourself. You immediately feel better. You sleep better. Your brain is clearer. I mean, everything gets better. The libido increases. The hormones balance. Adrenal fatigue, you know, slows down just because you're nourishing your body. And we've done it in such a way where there's 130 superfoods, maybe even more. My daughter and I created it over the course of 3 years together. Wow. In the kitchen. I've been working with superfoods longer than anyone, I think 15 years now. And so it's about incorporating all of those nutrient-dense superfoods in a way that's super convenient, portable, something that you can take with you, make it work for you, and then immediately feel how good you feel when you put good stuff in your body.
It's true. I think it just resets your, like, the way you want to eat, you know, because I've noticed that for myself, like, if I am in a place where I've just been having more nutrient-dense foods, my palate sort of changes as well. My energy levels are out the roof. And oftentimes, like, we do kind of need a reset to, like, balance us back.
We all do.
You know what I mean?
I mean, and think about, like, if you're feeling extra exhausted, right? And sometimes that comes from, I mean, maybe you're eating too much gluten. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're having too much sugar. And so there's the glucose level imbalance.
Absolutely.
I mean, we all do it. I mean, as knowledgeable as I am about wellness, nutrition, et cetera, I get off track, especially if I'm traveling for work.
Oh my God, listen, you don't need to tell me. Like, I, just before you, I was talking to Liana. She has, like, Form and Pilates, and I was saying that, like, you know, I've been, for the last 2 weeks we've been in, or 3 weeks, we've been in the middle of a move. Like, we just launched product. There's, like, 600 things going on, you know, and I feel very not on track right now, but that's okay. That's how life ebbs and flows. And that's why you need, like, a system to kind of, like, help get you on track again.
And where we take that system and then bring it into your everyday life is that everything on the program, I think there's 14 different foods and beverages on the program over the course of 5 days.
There's porridge in there.
There's 50 things that you get over the course of 5 days, but then the menu rotates, whether it's a bone broth, a veggie broth, it's an elixir, it's one of the adaptogen lattes, whether it's a matcha or a spicy passion with cacao and mushrooms or a golden milk latte, the smoothies change, the magnesium at night. So you're getting all of this stuff, but then what happens is people find their favorites. And that, for me, is what I care most about, in that if that's where you change the habits and behavior. Because as you have our porridge and you love it, and it's just nuts and seeds and plant protein, and you're fully satiated for hours, you've boosted your metabolism, you feel great, your brain's fired up. And now, instead of skipping breakfast or being sick of eggs or having that bagel and cream cheese, you've got a really easy breakfast that took you maybe 5 seconds to make. And it absolutely nourished and perfect start to your day. So you'd have it on the program, but then you can have it after. Or maybe you were a big coffee drinker and now you switch to our matcha because you felt how good you feel when you drink our beauty matcha. Well, you can keep incorporating the beauty matcha. And bone broth. I mean, I think we can all benefit from broth every day, whether it's a veggie broth or a bone broth.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And when you're super busy, the other thing, and the reason why I live on it, is a lot of times I don't have time to go to the grocery store. And sorry, kids, I don't have time to, but we always have Croma, and it's literally that easy to make an easy broth, put some protein and vegetables in it really quickly. That's all I actually have time for most of the time, just given my busy life. So it's also helping people that whether we're on the go, whether at home, chasing kids and trying to work, all of the above, it's designed to help you feel nourished in your everyday life, so that you can keep doing your everyday life and not be slowed down.
I love that. So I want to talk about the weight loss piece because, you know, I think people are, a lot of these cleanses were like weight loss, but the thing is, like, if you lose 4 pounds, like, you gain it right back the next day because you were starving while losing those 4 pounds, you know what I mean? So talk to me about the sustainability piece. Like, is weight loss kind of a byproduct of this, even if it's not, like, the main motivator, because it shouldn't be, it just makes you feel really good, but is that kind of a byproduct?
Let's be real. Everyone, you know, everyone wants to lose 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. That's just sort of in our DNA. So we didn't design it for weight loss.
Yeah.
It is a byproduct of it. And because part of it is when you're removing the inflammatory triggers, gluten, sugar, dairy, alcohol, anything, you know, processed foods, any snacking, even something like that, when we remove those things and you nourish your body and you ignite your metabolism, weight loss is a byproduct.
Yeah.
Right. And so then you're also having the perfect macronutrient profile of the protein, fats, and fiber. And so as you're having that, your body is like, it's turned on, right? In every way, literally. And so you are going to have the byproduct. Now, everyone's body is different. Some people, you know, most people on average lose about 4. I've had people lose up to 14 in 5 days, and some people lose as little as 2. I can't tell you exactly how many you'll lose, but I know that you'll lose inflammation. I know that all of a sudden your cheekbones will be more defined. I know that your body will feel better. The bloating will go away. Mm-hmm. And so all of those things are part of those extra benefits, which I think I care more about.
Absolutely, yeah.
However, I understand that we all do feel sometimes we just need to lose a couple pounds. And so it does deliver that. For people who really are looking to lose more weight, mm-hmm. I've had people lose 14 pounds.
Wow.
And it's such a great reset for that. And what I love about that is that the hardest thing is when the mountain seems too high.
Yes.
It's really hard to start. So if you can have that quick reset or that quick weight loss, mm-hmm. then you're a lot more inspired to go to the gym. You're a lot more inspired to continue because you're like, this is working. And this does deliver.
We build on momentum.
We build on momentum.
Right? Where, like, if we have one small win, it's like, well, let me add to that.
Right.
Like, it's, I mean, you naturally want to, you know? Whereas if you're in this place where like nothing is going your way, then it's really hard to take the first step.
You're not
motivated.
You know
what I mean? Exactly. And so if someone is off their game when they're going, I notice this with myself all the time, right? Like when I start eating better, I am immediately at the gym or vice versa. You know,
absolutely.
Like I like to work out, right? Like that's like my happy place.
Yeah.
But when I'm working out regularly, of course I want to nourish my body and like fuel it with the right kinds of foods because I know that that impacts me and the gym.
In every aspect. I mean, I always say too, it's like when you feel good in your body, you show up better in all aspects of life, including the bedroom. So there's so much good that happens and it's like wellness is a gift. Taking care of yourself is a gift, which is why the packaging is the way that it is. I want you to get that box and be so excited about it that when you open it, you're like, I get to do this.
Yes.
And that's not how other programs are. That they really are something that most people dread. And that's where it breaks. Because you do it and then you're right back where you were on that day 6. And that's a sustainable weight loss piece.
Yes.
Is that the people that do our program, they get that quick fix, which is amazing. We all want that. But it's sustainable. And so people have the tools to continue. And there's no other program that does that.
Well, the thing is that typically when you do a cleanse or a detox or a reset, it's like, well, let me figure out on my calendar where I can put my life on hold because I will be too tired to really show up as the best version of myself at work. I probably will not be able to train as hard as I normally do or at all.
No one has time to shut down their life.
Yeah. And
they don't.
Like I mean, I know for myself, if someone told me take like X number of days off work, I'd be like, are you joking? No, thank you.
Right.
Like it's not worth it.
It's not realistic.
It's not realistic. It's not worth it. Yeah. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
it
who
is
has
stupid.
Time?
It's stupid. And so people always laugh. They're like, wait, I can exercise on the program? I'm like, actually, people have some of their best performance and their best workouts on the program. And that's intentional. I actually want you to exercise. Exercise is good for you. So it's different if you go to a detox spa and you go away and they're barely feeding you.
Yeah, but you're also under supervision.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like a different beast in and of itself. Yeah. You're not at home, like, you know, having barely anything and still expecting to function in the same way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's a different environment.
It's a different environment. So this is lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, again, how does it fit into your everyday life so that you can thrive and sustain and feel good and then continue to build on that?
I love that. So talk to me about how often you think someone should be doing a reset. Is it like a once a year thing? Is it a few times a year? Like, what are your thoughts?
We say at a minimum quarterly, and that's, mm-hmm. you know, somewhat of a seasonal thing. And so at least every 3 months, because the program is designed that's so nourishment focused that you could do it once a month if you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really what usually happens is people do it 3-4 times. And again, depending on how busy you are. And then they're using the products on a regular basis. So then you are sort of always resetting, if you will. And mm-hmm. that way, when you go out for your nice dinner, But then the next day you have your matcha and your porridge and the bone broth. It's sort of this beautiful cadence and balance. That's actually what I want, mm-hmm. is for people to really have that just lifestyle approach to it. But then that reset happens after a big event, before a big event, when you get off track, after the holidays, you know, but at least seasonally, I think is a great cadence.
So something that obviously everyone knows who's heard of Kroma is like how popular it is. And, you know, you've had people like big celebrities, Amy Schumer, Gwyneth Paltrow, get interested in a brand like yours. And I mean, obviously very aligned to them. And I was wondering, for someone who is a new entrepreneur, how did you kind of get attention from people of that caliber?
I love the question. And where I would say is I didn't know any of them before. What I did have kind of going for me is that my last brand, Beaming, was really popular and all the celebrities came to our cafes. But I didn't personally know them. I didn't have a personal relationship with them. So when I came out with a new program, and well, I should say before we launched a year and a half ago. But leading into that, I was raising money during COVID. Very hard time
to raise my God.
And so I did what you do as an entrepreneur. You just talk to everybody that you can talk to. And, you know, and you get to one person, to the next person, to the next person. And before you knew it, I was waking up to an email from Gwyneth Paltrow asking, you know, if she could hear more about my new venture because she heard them through the grapevine. And
incredible.
I share that story because I think it's really a testament to when you are so clear about your why, when you're so passionate about your mission, and the product speaks for itself. So what we did is we did beta because I couldn't raise money during COVID, or at least the beginning part mm-hmm. of it. So we launched our beta program and I just started getting it in the hands of people, and they would go through the program. My daughter was hand making all of the programs that, you know, the 5-day resets at home. We would ship them out and people loved it and they wanted it. And then they would tell their friends, and that just snowballed. And before you knew it, Amy Schumer found out about it, and Jessica Seinfeld, and, you know, Kristen Cavallari, and lots of other people, you know, ended up finding out about it and loving it. And it's really about, for me, it was always about sort of staying on the path of our North Star. Like, what are we building? Why do we exist? And the right people will show up.
I love two things you said here. Number one is that you actually didn't know these people before you started your brand. And that actually is testament to how strong your product is. And I think a lot of times when someone is a new founder thinking of starting a brand and they look at successful brands, they're like, they make assumptions like, oh, they must have known. So, and it's not like that. It's at the end of the day, if your product is amazing, you are going to attract the right kind of attention and people will just take notice and they're going to want to stand behind that mission.
And I think that I really can't stress that enough. I mean, I didn't know any of our investors before and ended up attracting one of the most impressive cap tables, you know, especially for a pre-revenue startup. But I didn't know any of them. Mm-hmm. I just knew what we had was special, and I just kept putting it in people's hands. And then that spoke for itself. And you just have to sort of trust the process. It was scary. There was a lot of no's along the way, and you just put one foot in front of the other. And now I look at it and, you know, obviously they've been a really big part of our success to date, at least getting the word out there mm-hmm. and helping to accelerate our growth. But it was very grassroots.
And also, I think that, say, even in some like bizarre scenario where like you have the best people on your cap table, but your product is horrible, people aren't going to want to come back. And then they're going to like, I mean, everyone's going to know that it's a horrible product. Right. So I think having a really good core product and like just your why figured out is so incredibly important.
Well, and you know this from your brand, right? I mean, it's like the product, the integrity, every detail has been thought of. My daughter and I created Kroma in the kitchen over the course of 3 years, mm-hmm. literally every product down to every ingredient, down to the like which maple sugar, which matcha, which turmeric we use. So, and which I know you did as well.
Yeah.
And people feel the difference. They mm-hmm. know the difference. So as much as I couldn't wait to get the product into the market, we were going to do this impeccably.
Absolutely.
And the packaging as well. So that whole experience design could not be compromised, and people feel and experience the difference of it. And that's just being, you know, really authentic and true to your mission and why you're putting something out in the market. So yes, if the product sucks, no celebrity in the world can cover up for that.
Exactly.
Especially in today's world.
100%. Now, I mean, people just cut through the bullshit so quickly. Like, yeah, there's no fooling anyone.
There's not.
Let's be real.
And you get this, I know, because I hear about it. And same with us, is like the amount of people that come to us every day and tell us how Chroma has changed their life.
Exactly.
That's incredible. Right. And
it's the most fulfilling part of being a founder.
It's the best part. I mean, it's the stuff that gets you through all the other hard stuff.
Oh,
right.
Absolutely. I'm like, so, throw it at me. It's fine. Like, I got a good email today.
Totally. And I mean, when you go to events and you talk to people and they cannot wait to tell their story, like, and a lot of times I get emotional about it. So as much as, yes, we have a ton of celebrities involved and we get wonderful, incredible press, it's those everyday stories that are just as valuable, if not more, because they're the ones that are just like telling the world because they believe so much, because they've experienced it.
It really is the best feeling. So we currently have like a whole display across all Erewhons. And I went the other day to the Beverly Hills location to do a staff training.
That's so cool.
And I see these two girls and they're like standing in front of our display and one is talking to the other and like telling her about the product. And then they turn around and they're like, oh my God, you're the founder. And like, they just go on this tangent of like how the product has like changed her life, and this is her sister, and she introduced, and I was like,
that's so cool.
I was almost in tears because I was like, this is my why, you know, because you really do it because you want to help people. And if that is the mission, I think that it just has a way of succeeding because you have that North Star. And that's what I wanted to come back to, where, like you said, that having that clear North Star in mind is so incredibly important.
You can't not do that. And I think that's something I always talk about, really, is that just being so clear about that bigger mission, because it's not easy. And it doesn't matter whether you launch one product, or in our case, we launched 19 all at the same time. Like, it's you have to understand what are you building and why, and then attract the people that are going to help you do that.
Okay. And also on that note, when we're talking about a cap table and like raising money from the right people, I think it's also really important that people who are a part of your business have that same North Star in mind.
So I have a lot to say about that. Mm-hmm. But I could not agree more. And so having now built two sort of cult followed brands, Beaming was an amazing brand. I'm so proud of what we created. People loved it. We were in the stories were the same. The food was amazing. We were ahead of its time. We did so many things right. What I didn't do right is I didn't raise money from the right people. Mm. And I don't mean that they were bad people, but it wasn't people who were in alignment with what we were building. And so without that support, it was really hard. And at the end of the day, I ended up exiting the company and we sold it. And that wasn't the outcome I had wanted. But I really, who you get involved with is so important. And so as I exited Beaming and really reflected on all the good that we did and then the mistakes that I made along the way, one of the biggest ones was not having an operator and two, not having the right partners. So that transitioning into Chroma was such a big part of the strategy for raising money. I want to surround ourselves with people who are so passionate about what we are doing, that believe in what we're doing, and want to help us tell the world genuinely and authentically. I can call them and say, okay, we're struggling with this, or we're, you know, whether it was a supply chain thing or trying to chart out what the pace of our growth should be, all the different things that come up. I don't feel alone doing it. I have an amazing business operator that I didn't have when I was building Beaming. And I have incredible investors that I can call upon, whether it's to do a post and say, you know, can you do a post about the reset for XYZ? Sure. Or if it's just picking their brain and using their mind share, because there's some of the most incredible business people on our cap table. And that, the difference of that, not only for the business, but just for my
sanity,
well-being and sanity has been night and day, because I actually do have fun because we have so many people championing around us. And that, I would never start a company any other way.
I cannot stress enough the importance of what you're saying, because I have friends who are founders who maybe don't get along with some of their investors, or they've had to exit their brands because their investors were horrible. And I just want to like really stress that there are amazing investors, and it's just, you have to be really, I guess, like careful about how you put your cap table together, because when you're a first time founder, I think it's really tempting and easy to just take whatever money comes your way, you know? But I think that in order to build something that has legs, and if you want to continue on in the long run, you want to make sure that you love these people and they are really aligned with your mission.
They will make or break you.
100%.
So if I can share a story, because I think this is so relevant to what you just said. And it's one I've shared before, but it so resonates. So as we were raising money, mm-hmm. it's COVID. Mm-hmm. I've emptied my 401k. I do not have a dollar to my name. Like, I'm on my last breath of like, this has got to happen. And we are talking to VCs, top VCs. They all love the idea, but we were too soon. We were pre-revenue. They needed to see proof of concept. So I got all the no's. Very hard to deal because you have to, it's like being an actor, actress. Like, you have to keep showing up mm-hmm. and keep believing. And so as we were going through this, we have a gentleman who comes in and he's a billionaire and he says, I love this. It's brilliant. I want to be the sole investor. I had another celebrity who was going to invest. And he said, no, we don't want him. I'm going to take the whole deal.
And was he an angel or did he have
He was an angel. And here's what he was crying to me. Chroma saved my life. It's changed my life. It's changed my family's life. He would text me every day, like really cultivating this relationship with me. But something in me said something's not right. And I would wake up in the middle of the night and I was like, something's not, I don't know if I trust him. Now, I was desperate for money. And so here we are in COVID. I'm like on my last bit of money to get this thing off the ground. I need one yes, because mm-hmm. one yes leads to the next.
Yeah.
On the day that he's supposed to fund, he disappears. We never hear from him again.
Wait, did he sign paperwork or no?
He was supposed to sign and fund that day, and we had negotiated the terms, and he disappeared. Now, two things happened. One is we were devastated in the moment because we needed the funding. The other side of me was like, thank God. Because I knew in my soul that he would probably have destroyed us.
Wait, were there any red flags though? Like
were red flags in the sense of inconsistencies.
Mm.
Inconsistencies of sort of like whether it was phone calls that he didn't show up for or let's get it done on this time and then it took like a month longer.
Oh.
All the little things. And those are some of the nuances that happen anyways with raising money. But my instinct, my gut said something's not right. Now, fast forward. A year later, we launched the company. I now, I've got Gwyneth Paltrow and Amy Schumer and Jessica Steinfeld and the former CEO of Twitter and all these incredible people and amazing moms in the community and all these people that come together behind us. And when the article came out in Forbes magazine on the day that we launched with a picture of me, Amy, Jessica, and Gwyneth, I sent that article to the man who disappeared and I said, thank you. And it was a moment for me of saying, thank you for disappearing, asshole.
For something better to come along.
Because had you shown up, this company wouldn't be where it is today. And thank God I didn't just take the money. And I think going back to your point, when you're raising money, and I did this, I made this mistake with Beaming too, you can get desperate. And all money is not equal. And that is what is so important, is really being clear about who you want to have involved. You don't have to necessarily name them. I had a couple faces on my vision board, but it's like, who do you want on board? What kind of energy do you want? What kind of people do you want? What kind of role do you want them to play? And attract that and hold out for that, no matter how desperate you are. And thank God that man didn't show up.
Did he respond to you ever?
He did.
And
he said, oh, I'm so sorry, but I knew you would always pull this off. And I said some other curse words after that. But the bigger point was, it truly was a thank you for not showing up, because that saved me. Truly, I would have probably lost the company. And, some higher power came in and pushed him aside so that we could invite in the right people. But that is something that that first yes is so hard.
So hard.
And that is such an important moment of truth for you as an entrepreneur to hold out, because that first investor is going to set the stage for everything else.
It's so true. And I remember when we were raising our first round, I was talking to one of my friends, shout out to Patricia Santos. And I called her and I was like, she used to be a former VC and now she owns a beauty brand, a very big beauty brand. And I was like, how'd you do this? And she's like, Sif, it's just really hard to get those first couple of yeses. But at 60%, you will notice when you have 60%, it's if the round is done.
Yeah.
The next 40, it'll like people will be throwing their money at you. And lo and behold, that is exactly what happened. So I think it's a good lesson for founders who are listening to this, that even though it's really hard, that first yes is always the hardest. When you get it after that, it's like it gets a lot
momentum.
Easier. Exactly. It's just momentum.
Yeah.
And the other thing is like the importance of the right people. And honestly, like I think I'm like someone who really believes in energy. And I think if you're putting despo energy out there,
going
to attract like the wrong people, And we had a close call. Like we almost took money from like bad partners, we said no to them. And thank God, like, we had like a really crazy story afterwards where like they were very angry because we said no to them. But I was like, afterwards, I was like, thank God, because if this is how they take bad news, like, what kind of business are they conducting? You know? So I just feel like it's all about your energy and like just what you put out into the world.
Well, that I could not agree more with what you just said, because there is energy. Even it's just the energy of how you write your emails and the energy of how how you're presenting. I got to a point where people would say yes in 7 minutes because I didn't need their money.
Yes.
And even if I did, it certainly was like, I believe so much in what we're doing.
Like, I'll figure it out.
I will figure it out. The right people are going to show up. And if you're the right person, then we're going to have that synergy. Otherwise, I'm not going to try to convince you, because if I'm trying to convince you, then we're already starting off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
Yes, as a founder, you have to have a strong story and you better know your facts and you better really understand, like, here's what we're building. Here's how we're going to do it. And here's the people we're going to, you know, that we have on board to do it. So that story has to be tight. But when you're in a position where you're constantly trying to sell somebody, and that's probably an opportunity to say that may not be the right person.
I couldn't agree more with you. And even when people are going through diligence, because we've gone through it, you've gone through it, there's one thing which is like diligence. And then the other thing is playing games.
100%.
And it's the games that I hate.
Or posturing, or ego, or trying to tell you that your baby's ugly.
Yeah.
All the things that happen. Like, that's not who, and it's depending on the phase you're in. I mean, as you and I are growing, and then we go and raise even more money, and then you get more strategic partners, that those conversations get more and more intense. But for that first few years, and I'm such a firm believer in angels in the first few years, because you control your destiny. If you structure it right, and you really you control the future and while you're learning, while you're putting the pieces of the puzzle together, you want as much control as possible before someone else tells you how you should be doing things.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really important part when you look at the lifeline of the business and how you're raising money.
I could not agree more. Okay, so Lisa, I could keep talking to you forever, but we actually have one listener question which I want to ask you.
Okay.
And it's actually about parasite cleanses.
Okay.
So right now, I mean, there's a lot of, and tell me if it's only me, but I have been seeing so much conversation about parasite cleanses and all of that. What is it, just like the amount of parasites have gone up? Are people just more aware of them? When should we be doing a parasite cleanse? Is it all like, is it all the rage for a reason? Tell us your thoughts.
Okay, so I think we should all be doing a parasite cleanse periodically.
Okay.
And I say that because for anyone who eats sushi, anyone who travels abroad, anyone doesn't wash their vegetables completely, or like all the things, just there's parasites everywhere. We all have them. So some of us are more vulnerable than others. So if you've taken a bunch of antibiotics, if you've had a lot of stress in your life, if you have bad digestion, if you don't, you know, go poop regularly, like all the things, your digestion might already be compromised. And that's a breeding ground for parasites. So where that becomes really important is now, how do you manage that? And so, because if we're not managing it, they're going to keep growing and it's foul and they wreak havoc. So I think it's something that if it's really bad, you need a gastroenterologist, or you need to really work with a functional doctor and do some deep, deep, deep work. Otherwise, the maintenance of it could be something that you do every month or every quarter. You can also take things like activated charcoal. You can take things every time you have a sushi, take activated charcoal afterwards. Do the things that are going to try to flush it out before it even becomes a problem. And that's, I think, what's important. Hard to do and hard to remember. But if you can stay on that consistently, and there's a lot of great products on the market that are specific for parasites, and taking those on a regular basis, you can keep it under control before it's a huge problem. And the huge problems are serious.
Like, if someone is wanting to do a parasite cleanse, like, what does that look like?
So I'm not an expert in this, but what I can say is there's a lot of great products out there. I mean, and again, it depends on how bad it is. I mean, I think if there's the regular stuff of the activated charcoal, I think there's like oregano oil, there's wormweed, there's parasite tablets that you can take, that you take for X number of weeks. Maybe it's just 5 days. Any one of those, you can do that. and help just flush it out.
Yeah.
If the problem's bigger than that, and you know when it is, if you're bloated
absolutely.
All the time, if you're constipated,
you should probably see someone.
You should probably see someone and have a stool test and really understand what you're dealing with, it because there's Giardia, there's so many things that run rampant that a lot of us actually have.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how healthy you are,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because anytime you've had any compromise, you know, in your gut, then that becomes a breeding ground.
This has been so informative. There's so much people can learn from this. Tell everyone where they can find you.
So you can find me personally at Lisa Odenweller on Instagram, and then Kroma Wellness with a K, K-R-O-M-A wellness.com, and also on Instagram.
Okay, also before we wrap, why is it called Kroma? Like, what's the history behind that name?
So I love the question. So Kroma with a C-H is really the purity of color. And for us, it's really about the purity of Mother Nature, the purity of what you put in your body. And then when you look at color, because we use so much of it, and as you saw in the reset,
yeah, it's beautiful.
There's 45 colors. Every sachet is a different color. And it's really the spectrum of everything from the colors of blueberries and turmeric and matcha and just the vibrancy of the rainbow that we should be eating and the vibrancy of life that we want to be living.
Oh my God, I love that. Everyone go check out Kroma. I'm going to be downing my cookie butter right
this
after
was
this.
So fun.
So fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you so much for listening. If you loved the episode and feel like it brought you value, don't forget to rate the show and leave a review. It takes 5 seconds and really helps the show grow so I can keep bringing on awesome guests. If you want to follow me behind the scenes, you can find me on Instagram at Sif Hyder. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing. I drop new episodes every Tuesday, so come hang with me and shoot the shit with some really smart people, learn and unlearn, and have a lot of fun. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.